So, I am Gudrun Westerlund from Sweden. And I speak English now, I hope you can understand, or maybe my friend here will translate a bit. The title, as it says over there, is A Space for Celebrations. But it's not as simple as that, that you only can go there and celebrate. You have to... It's about coming and going, meeting and saying goodbye. A place for that. And I like the round space because it's inclusive in a way. And my thought is that it's not a celebration like a wild party going on here, because it's such a fragile shelter. So you can more think about being grateful for your life.
Celebration, 祝祭ってつけているけども、すごくこう大きなパーティーでこう祝うようなものではなくって、なぜってこれはすごくもろいものですから、それを考えて、生活、生きることへの感謝みたいなことを考えてほしいっていう感じです。
So it's a meeting place for also to appreciate, say, arrivals, when you come to someone and meet someone, but also that you can part and you say goodbye, and that's okay. So you celebrate both coming and going. There are three different paths going to this place. So you can choose which one you want to arrive on.
Or go away.
And let me think. I brought with me a couple of things from Sweden, but white. A string with what you can call floaters on. They come from my grandparents, and they were used for fishing nets. You put them on top of fishing nets so they can float.
So you brought it from Sweden?
Yes. And they are old. I think they are from 1940s or something. And they are never used because after the war came new materials like nylon, which was more easy to work with. So,
can I translate a bit?
Yes.
あの白いものをスウェーデンからあの運んできました。あれは祖父母の家にあったもので、祖父母が1940年代と思うけれども、釣りに使っていたものですね。フローチってなんか浮きですかね、白いのちょっと。わかんないんですけど、でも今はもう使っていなくて、戦後はナイロンみたいなものを使うようになったっていうことでした。
So I picked them from my grandparents' home, and I have kept them for maybe 20, 30 years, and I didn't know what to do with them, but now I have this idea. And it's like, can I just say, they are kind of... for me, it's memories of my childhood, and it's something that keeps the structure together, that holds the structure, memories.
その祖父母の家からそれを持ってきたけれども、何に使っていいか分からなくて、2、30年間ずっと持ってたんだけれど、ここでやっと日の目を見て、あの作品にすることができました。それは自分の子供の頃のメモリー、記憶、思い出、でもあって、それがこの構造をつないでいるというものになっています。
And one other thing. The thing in the middle is a bowl with red pigment and water mixed. And that pigment is also from Sweden. we usually, it's a tradition of painting old wooden houses in that color.
Which is that one?
In the bowl. You can go closer.
あの真ん中にあるのは、ちょっと最初のあれを聞き忘れちゃったんですけど、水が入ってるんですか？
水の中に顔料。
水の中に顔料がある。Can I see? Can I see?